The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You ready?
Welcome back, everyone, to Buff Hubby Buffalo Rumblings podcast. I'm your host, Steve Vega, and today I am coming to you from a different state, a different time zone entirely. I actually just had an amazing family emergency. I say family emergency because I had to pick up and go. Long story short, just want to wish my brother and his spouse congratulations, both of my brothers, on adopting a beautiful baby girl. And so all the family has joined here, all the Vega family has joined here in the amazing state, Sunshine State of Florida. And unfortunately this week I was not able to host the well-known Buffalo Bills running back Carlos Williams coming out of FSU. You know, definitely thank him for still trying to stay open with his schedule in the future, so I'll have him on most likely for the second Patriots matchup there. But guys, obviously a huge week. This will probably be a short podcast. I'm going to try to keep it, you know, short and sweet, but also going to definitely want to get into some analytics here from what I saw in this week going into the Indianapolis Colts matchup. Obviously, a lot to talk about as far as, you know, what the offense should do, what the defense should do, and obviously we saw COVID, you know, strike the offensive line that's already depleted with Spencer Brown going out. So obviously a huge blow everyone's worried about on Twitter. But you know, the proof is in the pudding for the Bills, right? We're believing that they definitely have what it takes. They have the pieces in place to be prepared for situations like this. But you know, we're noticing that in the past, the issue has occurred where we have a very inconsistent offensive line, and it's really shown that the Bills are a very, very lackluster team without an offensive line. Devin Singletary has he shows no upside. You know, you look at guys like, you know, on the rise with, you know, Zach Moss, you know, they kind of look like they don't even belong in the offense when the offensive line isn't juiced up and going. Obviously, they don't have the same kick, you know, that, you know, a guy like LeSean McCoy would give you, where he could literally run to the left and be like, nope, the offensive line's already breaking down. He pulls all the way to the right. But, you know, we're starting to see the emergence with the two touchdowns that came out of Matt Breida and the Jets matchup. So, you know, a very, very solid, you know, game by the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, you want to see them finish it a little bit differently. And, you know, it's funny because you see the Patriots score, you know, over 40 points, and so do the Bills. And it's almost like they're competing against each other without even knowing it before that matchup comes. And you're just, you're looking at the defense and what they let up, and you're looking at what the New England defense let up, and it was against a great team in the Cleveland Browns. I say great team because, I mean, look, this is a team that was primed and ready to, even when OBJ left, to take over the AFC North, and they're a playoff team. And, you know, look at, you know, the New England Patriots, they look like the Bills of latter years where they're trying to prove themselves. And coming off a very atrocious year with Cam Newton, but, you know, here we go. The Bills are set and ready to face a solid team out of Indianapolis. And, you know, what we are believing is that Jonathan Taylor can most likely put up 150 yards on the ground. That's not even including off of scrimmage, you know, with out of the passing yards and whatnot, you know. So we're going to get into who's active and who to watch out from their offense, and then we'll talk about the Bills' offense. All right, so as far as I see on offense, you got tackle Eric Fisher. He did not practice on Wednesday. You got a guy in Quentin Nelson. You got Jack Doyle. Obviously notable names on a playoff-ready team. So my perception coming off of this game, they're kind of in the same boat that the Bills are. So why do I say that? Because obviously you're winning at the line of scrimmage in this league right now. I feel like a lot of what we're seeing after being able to digest and, you know, get through a couple of rants and a couple of weeks where you're trying to, you know, decipher what's actually going wrong. If you look at every single football team that's having trouble against teams that have a terrible schedule, it's at the line of scrimmage. Either defensively or offensively, something is missing, right? So you're looking at this, you know, injury report going into week 11, and what you're obviously seeing is, you know, their offensive line is dealing with some trouble. And it's funny because then you look at the defensive side of the football real quick. Darius Leonard, you know, their main guy in the middle, you know, linebacker, he did not practice with an ankle and a hand injury. So, you know, and then you got DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle, abdomen, throat, back. I mean, you can't make this up, right? You know, the injuries are starting to mount up. And what we're understanding out of this league right now is if you want to get in the playoffs, you need to be able to rely on your depth. What does that exactly mean? Well, that just means like at some point throughout the season, yes, you want these guys to be regular starters, but they got to be able to rotate just to keep them healthy until the playoffs hit. Because, you know, we got a longer season, a lot higher expectations going into this year. You know, obviously you got a lot of fans in the stands, so it definitely does change the momentum of games. It can swing things really quick. And we've seen that, you know, when players get under duress. And I am one that, you know, I've criticized Josh Allen on being able to, you know, maybe he needs to start learning how to get his emotions better in check when, you know, he's trying to make a play and it's, you know, the play's not there. And, you know, you're seeing the Josh Allen of old. I think the crowd has a lot to do with that. But it's not just Josh Allen. It's several quarterbacks. It's several players. But what do you do in these moments? What do you do in these games? You rely on the names that got you there. Yes, Josh Allen is a guy you can rely on. But Josh Allen has to lean and rely on Stephon Diggs. Sean McDermott, I don't know if you listened to me. I don't know if Josh Allen did. But 2 weeks ago, I was talking to Jamie D'Amico. And, you know, I was just raving about, man, like, when are the Bills going to throw fade routes? Like, when are they going to start trusting these guys one-on-one and just throw it up in the red zone? And they finally started to try it. And you saw Stephon Diggs on the second play look at Josh and say, throw it back to me. I'm one-on-one. And that's exactly what he did. And, you know, the Bills are starting to really open up their offense. But again, that offense is only going to take flight whenever they can score points. We can see the numbers. You know, we can see Josh throw 400 yards. But that 400 yards, if you want to win a Super Bowl against these teams nowadays, you need 400 yards with three or four touchdowns. So you don't want to just see him do that with his legs. You want to see him do it in a way where he's keeping himself out of danger, right? So throwing those one-on-ones to Stephon Diggs is a big deal. And now they're going to be forced to double coverage, put double coverage on Stephon Diggs. So now that we got Dawson Knox back, you know, there's a lot of elements that the Bills are going to be able to lean on. And I think that was one thing that really shines out, especially because I don't really see anyone in their cornerback position at the Colts position that can really match up well against Stephon Diggs. At the safety position, I would say they are stout, just as stout as the Bills are. I think they're just awesome, fantastic players they got back there. Very similar to, you know, Hyde and Poyer. They're able to really play off each other really well. So you're going to see a lot of Tampa too. So what will the Bills do against that, right? How do they lean? Well, I think if you're asking me, speed kills. And in between those zones, you saw what happens. One safety can't cover two guys in the backfield. It's like everyone loves it. The wheel route. I think the wheel route's going to play, it's going to be a big trend in this game with both running backs being able to either swing out to the right, swing out to the left. And if nothing's there, they're going to try to, you know, go upfield and make a play. And, you know, that's something that really starts to develop as, opportunities are given to really, you know, speedy, great players. So hopefully this is a week where we start to see more of an emergence out of Matt Breida. But yeah, I am projecting Stephon Diggs to have another monster game. You got, you know, one of their top cornerbacks, Xavier Rhodes, practiced for the first time in 2 weeks. And so there's a good chance he returns as long as he doesn't suffer a setback. But, you know, fact is they got to get through the rest of this week of practice, right? I am recording this on Thursday. And obviously, it's going to be airing for all of you, ladies and gentlemen, on Friday. So there's a lot to look forward to in this week. This is a week that, you know, everyone's raving about the Jets game. You know what? I think it's great to see the Bills do great, obviously. But if you're going to speak from a place of maybe just not being a fan, but just being like someone who watches football, you want to see the Bills really start to peak at this point in the season. Now, I get people are like, well, you want to peak later in the season. I understand that. They still can do that. But look at the matchups that are coming up. Are you telling me you don't want the Bills to do great on Thanksgiving after this, and then against the Patriots, and then against Tom Brady, and then against the Patriots again? If you're asking me, you know, Thursday night football is going to be something everyone wants to watch, right? I know maybe you're listening to this, you've already seen it. I'm going to be prepared to watch it pretty soon. And, you know, one thing for me that I'm going to be watching is what kind of progression has Mac Jones really developed? It can't be a fluke. You know, they're above 500 now. The Pats are trailing the Bills by a game. So if Buffalo really wants to turn up the heat, they might want to think about doing it right now. Because these matchups are going to be the matchups that are going to really tell the tale about who deserves to be in the playoffs. And obviously, this could come down to a tiebreaker between, you know, the next four games between, you know, the Pats and the Bills. So you want to see, you know, Josh Allen and company really start to put pedal to the metal, especially against this crew that they face back in the playoffs, you know, and start to really lean on the guys that they lean on and get the ball to them in open space. So let's talk about the Colts real quick, though. I don't want to just, you know, jam the Bills down everyone's throat, because I know some people are listening and they're just like, okay, but we know the Colts are a threat. How are they a threat? Well, for one, you got to give credit where it's due. Carson Wentz is playing solid. I mean, he's back with Frank Reich. Frank Reich knows him, and he's developed him. Coming off of an MVP season before he got hurt, you know, it was Frank Reich that really just pulled the treasure out of what Carson Wentz can do in the NFL. And one thing that I see out of Carson Wentz is he can get it done when it matters. It's just one of those things where he always has that threat of, you know, if you're watching him play, is he going to get injured again? Is he going to get injured again? So you're always looking at Carson Wentz kind of play a little sloppy, and that's just kind of the way he plays. It's a lot sloppier than, you know, Josh Allen, because Josh Allen's quicker. Let's be real. Carson Wentz was athletic, big, strong arm, but you just kind of got the sense with him that if he gets in trouble, you felt like something could go wrong, kind of like what happened with Tony Romo in his career. So yes, he's a threat, but you know that you can force him into making really dumb mistakes. But again, you look at the same thing with Josh Allen, same thing can be said, right? If the protection isn't there, if the plays aren't, you know, drawn up well. So I'm going to believe with Frank Reich looking at this game, he's going to say, we weren't so far off at beating this team in the playoffs. We weren't so far off. Defensively, we have to play better. We have to be able to contain Stephon Diggs, which I don't believe is really going to be something they can do throughout the entire game. So offensively, they're going to try to probably hit Buffalo where it hurts early and often. And it's probably going to be on the ground when you look at Star Latulele dealing with injury, so on and so forth. I mean, we got Tremaine Edmonds. So I have a feeling they're going to try to punch it up the gut a lot, test us deep in play action. And it's going to be one of those things with who is going to make a play when it matters for the Bills. T.Y. Hilton is there. Pittman's playing great. He's in his second year. He was fingertips away from really putting the Bills behind in the playoffs. So I think they have solid talent. You look at Doyle, you know, he's injured. So I believe, you know, he has a good chance to play this weekend. But in the event he doesn't, that's a big deal for their offense. But you look at their offensive line, it's kind of the same, you know, tail of the tape. So what do the Bills do? I think you start seeing a lot of linebackers at the, you know, at the line of scrimmage, you know, mocking, we're going to blitz everyone, bring the house, and then we, you know, send a couple in the zone, send a couple in the flat to stop the running backs from being able to pull it deep, and we play more man-to-man, and we test these guys with one man deep. I really think we're going to see a lot of that. One man deep, man-to-man coverage, bringing the house on Carson Wentz, forcing him into situations he doesn't want to be in. He's not going to be able to roll out. He's going to have to make the big play with his arm. So I really do think that's going to be where the Bills would want to get. But you can't get there, right, until you establish the line of scrimmage. So if you're going to ask me who wins this game, I believe just like many big games, you are going to win it at the line of scrimmage. So for Josh Allen and company, we're probably going to have to start figuring out how to get Matt Breida going in the running game. And whether if that's in more stretch plays, toss plays, you know, pitch, whatever you want to say out of shotgun. This is another game where I'm looking at Brian Daboll and I'm like, dude, you got to bring this home for us. You know, all of Bills fans' hopes are basically relying on you and what your game plan is going to be, because the defense has shown, even with setbacks, I've said this earlier. I talked to I think you guys know Mates. He's on the Cover One network now on the Air Raid podcast with Tilt. So I talked to him before and I said, I do not see any regression from a coaching standpoint out of Leslie Frazier. I have seen more of a regression out of Brian Daboll on trying to figure out how to get his playmakers going. But I feel like defensively, just like a lot of people would tell you, defensively, it's a lot easier earlier in the season to get going. But you're seeing we're hitting the middle of the season, and it looks like the defense is, they are getting it going. You had Tremaine Edmonds out, and in comes AJ Klein against supposedly an offense that was on the rise. I don't want to hear it, right? Mike White was basically their crown prince, and they had weapons that they could use, and it just seemed like they could never get anything going. This was AJ Klein, ladies and gentlemen, at the middle linebacker position with Matt Milano. So we got depth there. Linebacker position has depth. So even if Tremaine doesn't go, I still believe that this defense can make plays when it counts. But again, will the offense answer? So I am asking Brian Daboll now, what do you have in your back pocket for a team that is primed and ready for the playoffs? And quite frankly, I think a couple of steps more ahead than they were with Phillip Rivers last year. So I would love to hear you guys' feedback on Twitter. Again, my name is Steve Vega. This has been another podcast on Buffalo Rumblings out of Buff Hub. Thank you for your time. And to all of you out there that may have someone that has been adopted, I commend you. Like, awesome for you guys. I think it's a beautiful process, and it's an amazing thing. So, and I heard that, you know, I saw the feature with AJ Klein and how he's connected to that whole thing. So, yeah, I get to get back to my family, but it's been good chatting with you guys. Thank you for your time. I'm sorry the voice quality wasn't as magnificent as it was in the past weeks. I did not have my mic with me, but I do have my laptop, and I'm super excited about this matchup. So if you're listening, go Bills, have a safe weekend, and enjoy your time with your family.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.